Hey, Travis, here's a question.
Okay.
What does Easter have to do with rabbits and eggs and candy?
Easter, like tomorrow?
Yeah, you know, Jesus rising from the dead.
I don't think they have anything to do with that, Joel.
Weird. Do you think Mr. Jacobs knows?
We can find out. Let's listen in.
All right, ladies, single file, let's go.
Ugh, I'll be happy when egg season is over.
You said it. I've laid so many eggs, I think my tail feathers are going to fall out.
I don't think that's a thing.
If we had to keep shelling them out, it just might be.
Hey, what's this complaining I hear?
It's ladies talk, you wouldn't understand.
Yeah, no roosters allowed.
I would too understand.
Oh, really? How many eggs have you laid this week?
I don't lay eggs, I'm a rooster.
Our point exactly. You won't get it.
Yeah, it's an exhausting process. And at this time of year, everyone buys eggs for some weird reason. And we're put on double time.
Okay, so maybe my level of understanding is not up to scratch. Well, what can I do to help?
That's a good question.
Yeah, sorry. We didn't mean to lay into you. We're just so tired. We spend our days cooped up inside or out in the yard, and it just so much.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything you can do to make it easier for us.
Unless you want to try to figure out what's with all the egg orders.
How is that helpful?
If we know why it happens, maybe we can stop it.
I'll see what I can do. Can I eat breakfast first, though? I'm feeling pretty peckish.
Sure. Come on, we can listen to a radio program while we eat.
Radio program?
Sure, it's what all the farmers listen to at feeding time. In fact, I think I see them starting it up right now.
Mr. Jacobs, are you... Whoa, that's a lot of eggs.
Is that you, Destin? I'm in the kitchen by the stove.
Behind the mountain of egg cartons?
Yep. How are you doing this morning?
Good. I'm sorry I have to ask. Are you making a huge breakfast or something? I don't think I've seen this many eggs in my life.
Oh, my word. What's with all the eggs? Laura, get in here. You've got to see this.
What is this? Did you hit the egg jackpot, Mr. Jacobs?
Come on in, girls. Welcome to Egg Central.
Egg Central is right. What happened? Did you decide you were really hungry and just wanted all the eggs?
Not quite. Though, if you're hungry, these over here in the Red Bowl are already boiled. Help yourself.
Don't mind if I do.
Mr. Jacobs, what's all this about? Are you okay?
I'm fine, Laura. These eggs are for church tomorrow. The kids are going to have an Easter egg hunt, and I've been asked to help with the preparation.
Oh, yeah. My church has one of those, too. Though we use plastic eggs, not real ones. Aren't these going to be pretty boring for Easter eggs?
Boring? How do you mean, Chelsea?
Well, no offense, but these aren't exactly as nice looking as the plastic ones. They're a little too white.
Oh, well, that's because they haven't been dyed yet.
Dyed? You mean you color them?
Is that what these crayons and bowls of food coloring are for?
Yep. And we better get started soon if we want to keep up with the supply.
Wait, you want us to help?
Sure, if you want to.
I've never colored eggs before. I don't want to ruin them. Is it hard?
I wouldn't say it's hard. Kids all over the world do it every year. Let's get you guys set up and I'll show you some of the basics.
All right.
Can we listen to the radio while you teach us?
Sure.
How's this, Mr. Jacobs?
That looks great, Chelsea. I especially like the crosses and the hearts. I thought you said this was the first time you'd ever done this.
Well, I don't know if it's that good.
How about mine, Mr. Jacobs?
Oh, T-Rexes?
And flying saucers. Pretty good, huh?
Very contemporary, Destin.
Thanks.
What about you, Laura? Any works of art?
I got a few done, but I had a question about all this, Mr. Jacobs.
Oh, are you trying to make a specific pattern or something?
No, I was just wondering what eggs have to do with Easter.
Aren't they called Easter eggs? Sounds like they have a lot to do with Easter.
Sure, I know they're part of the holiday, Destin, but why? Isn't Easter about Jesus rising from the grave and saving us from our sins? What does that have to do with coloring eggs or candy eggs or eggs in general?
These are good questions, and you're right. The Bible doesn't say anything about eggs when it comes to the story of Easter. But that being said, there are many reasons why the church decided to make them part of the celebration.
Like what?
Well, let's start with Lent.
I think I've heard of that. Something about giving stuff up, if I remember right.
I'm sure that means something, but I don't have any idea what.
Okay, simply put, Lent is the 40 days before Easter. During this time, many Christians decide to worship God by fasting, that is, giving up things that they enjoy so they can focus on praying.
Not sure what this has to do with eggs, but I'm following so far.
One of the things that most of these Christians give up for Lent was eating meat and dairy, which includes eggs.
Ah.
The thing is, just because no one is eating eggs doesn't mean that the chickens stop laying them. So when Lent ends on Easter,
there's going to be a lot of eggs piled up.
Right. So it's become a tradition for Christians to feast on eggs on Easter. But the church also has used the egg to remind us of the Easter story.
You mean like putting pictures on them?
That's one way. But for another, people compare an egg to the tomb. Just like an eggshell can't stop a chick from hatching, the grave could not keep Jesus from rising again. And just like eggs bring new life into the world, Jesus, through his gift on the cross, gives us new life in him.
But why do we dye eggs?
This tradition started with people dyeing them red to remind us of the blood of Jesus. But as the years went by, people all over the world put their own spin on it, and it's become quite the art form. Next batch coming out.
Ooh, that's a good one.
How is that even possible? They've got to be using the sharpest crayons on the planet.
What's going on over here?
We were running out of ideas for how to decorate these eggs, so we decided to look online, and some of the eggs out there are crazy.
Yeah, take a look at these ones from Ukraine. They're unbelievable.
They do seem to take the egg decorating seriously over there, that's for sure.
So, Mr. Jacobs, I have a question.
All right, Dustin, what's up?
We talked about how eggs became a big part of Easter traditions around the world, which got me wondering, are there ways that people celebrate Easter that are different from what we do here?
Absolutely. Easter has all kinds of traditions across the globe.
Like what? Are there Easter parades or something?
There are many places that have parades for Easter, and they can be pretty spectacular.
Spectacular? Like with fireworks and big floats and stuff?
Oh, yes. In fact, in Italy, some people make a giant float covered in fireworks, and when the parade ends, they set it off as a grand finale.
That's so cool. I wish we did that here for Easter.
I'm pretty sure the fire department might not like that idea.
Speaking of which, another tradition that some countries have for Easter is to light giant bonfires.
Okay, but are there any countries that have traditions that don't have to do with fire?
How about kite flying?
Kite flying?
In Bermuda, the Easter tradition is to build beautifully colored kites and take them out for a flight. As the kites go up into the sky, they represent how Jesus went back to heaven, and we look forward to seeing him returning.
Okay, these are some really cool traditions. But what do rabbits have to do with the story of Easter?
Rabbits?
Yeah, we hear about why eggs are a part of Easter, but it's like everywhere I look, there are rabbits as part of the celebration. So, is there a reason?
I'm not sure they have anything to do with Jesus rising from the dead. It seems that America is one of the few places to make that kind of connection. And from what I understand, it might come from people celebrating the coming of spring at the same time.
Yeah, I'm sure there can be some kind of explanation how the two could be related, but I'd have to think on that one.
Well, while you're thinking, I'm going to listen to the radio.
All right. I think those are the last eggs. Once we finish coloring these, I think we're done.
Wow, that went fast. I thought this would take forever.
Well, Dastin, many hands make light work, as they say.
They do?
Well, my grandma does.
Mr. Jacobs, I was wondering something about Easter and all of the traditions that we were discussing earlier.
All right, what's on your mind, Chelsea?
It's just that I thought everyone around the world celebrated Easter the same way. You know, waking up early, wearing nice clothes, lots of flowers, and listening to a sermon. But with all the talks about parades and bonfires, and even the kites, it sounds like we're missing out, or maybe even getting something wrong.
Interesting.
That's it? Interesting? This is kind of serious, Mr. Jacobs. If I'm celebrating Easter wrong, I want to make sure I do it right this year.
Yeah, what does the Bible tell us?
That's the thing, Dustin. The Bible doesn't say how we're supposed to celebrate Easter exactly.
But does that mean that God doesn't think that celebrating Easter is important?
I think he does, Laura, but maybe not for the reason you might be thinking.
Go on.
A lot of the time, when God tells us to get together to worship him, it's not because he needs us to. He's not a God that needs anything. He does tell us that he wants us to do stuff for him. But if you really look at the commands he's given us, they are for our own good. Kind of like it says in Deuteronomy 10:13.
Okay, so what about when God doesn't tell us what to do?
I think that's where God is telling us that we can be creative. God hasn't told humans how to do all sorts of things. Instead, he's let us use our minds and our talents and bodies to create and worship in all kinds of ways. Colossians 3:17 and 23 tells us that anything we do can be done to worship God. And that's why it's important to do our best in everything.
So whether we celebrate Easter with a big parade with fireworks, or go to a sunrise service, or just fly colorful kites, if we do it to praise God, that's the right way to worship him?
As far as I can tell. But at the same time, we can do all the things the right way, and yet if we don't do it out of love for him, God doesn't want it. He doesn't want our ceremony. He wants us to love him like he tells us in Isaiah 1, Romans 8:8, and Hosea 6:6.
This is really interesting. You know, I'm kind of glad I live where we celebrate the way we do, but at the same time, I'm glad there are places that celebrate differently. I think I'll go home and look up other ways people celebrate Easter.
That sounds fun. Can I come with you?
Sure, though we should probably help get these eggs packed away.
That's all right. I've got them, kids. Though, if you could turn off the radio.
I'll get it.